What's going on, everybody? It's Woody, and I am in the car. And this is the New Year's questionnaire that Penny has invited me to do. So, Penny, thank you very much for tagging me. I'm going to go ahead and jump right into the questionnaire. It's cold. Happy New Year. It's kind of cold and rainy and a little, like, not sleety, but just very rainy. So I'll do my best to kind of get through this. I just ate too, so if I'm a little logy, it's because I have food in me. So, and I've got to drive carefully because the roads are fine, but you know, this time of year, January, can get a little less safe, basically. So, let's get right to it. Question number one: what are your opinions on New Year's resolutions? Do you believe in them? If you do, what are your resolutions for this year? I believe in resolutions. But I don't make them just on New Year's, so I change pretty regularly, I guess is what I would say. But in general, I stopped doing New Year's resolutions about 30 or so. I stopped like at about the age of 30. It doesn't mean I don't believe in resolutions. I just would rather make them kind of on a progressive or a constant basis. So that's really resolutions about, you know, that. The last big resolution I made was when I gave up sugar, and I've been living pretty consistently with that. I eat like fruit sugars only, so I've already told pretty much everybody about this, so you should already know that I gave up sugar if you're listening to this. But yeah, I mean, pretty easy. You can just eat fruit, you know? So, but I didn't have to do that during like New Year's or anything like that. And actually, when I changed that, it was like, what would it have been, like the fall of 2015 or so? So yeah, that's the resolution. What was the best thing to happen to you in 2016, both in real life and on GWA? I'll answer the GWA one. Real life, it was all right. It wasn't great. There were lots of things that happened to family that I'm really grateful and happy for. A member of my family got married, which is really cool, so I was able to do that. Really, mainly just like, graduating college is probably the biggest real thing I did. And then, for GWA, I think just joining the community has been very fun, you know, and just being a part of the community, not really knowing what to get out of it and stuff, but having, a lot of like, different opportunities. The thing I'm proudest of is being able to have collaborated with so many different people. And, I really enjoy collaborations a lot. So, I was categorizing how much content I had made, and it's a lot. I didn't realize how much it was. So, the last text you sent will shape your upcoming year. What does that text say? I'm pretty sure it says, talk later. So, I'll talk to the person I texted later. So, and then there's another text that I sent that was related to real life, which is not really, doesn't really make sense. So I can't really give context. Question four: do you hope to give or receive more GWA related orgasms this year? Probably give. I mean, in terms of receiving, like, yeah, I probably would give more than receive. I'm a giver. I live to give. So that's kind of my philosophy on life and on contribution as well. So, what was your biggest GWA challenge for 2016? I would honestly say, trying to find my place was the biggest challenge I had. Like, I've only been posting for like 6-7 months, but when I first posted, I wasn't even sure if I had a place in the community. I was really like cautious and like, not really. Not that I wasn't confident. I was very confident in what I was making, what I was doing. But it's really just like having a vision and being able to execute it exactly the way that you want to. So I'm pretty much a perfectionist. Anybody who has talked to me or tries to check out what I've done or whatever, I'm pretty much a perfectionist. So, if it doesn't go right the first time, I'll be a little bit upset with it. Or I will try to tweak it so that it works perfectly, for me. And sometimes that takes time, and that's my whole point, is not having enough time in the day to really pay attention to it. So, pick three words that describe your 2016, then pick three words that you want to describe 2017. 16 would be Victory Lap and Humble and Historical, I would say. So 2016 was historically significant. I feel very humbled by essentially what happened this year. And then also, what was the other thing I said? The first thing, I don't remember. 2017, what do I want 2017 to be? I want it to be creative. I want it to be stimulating. And I want it to be satisfying. So I guess it's probably the best way to say it. I want to be all of those things, basically. So, yeah. I'm excited about the potential that exists for 2017. Next question. 2017 has just begun. Done anything you're proud of or regret yet this year? I don't know. proud of or regret? I mean, music maybe? I don't know. Like, sticking with the philosophy of what I wanted to do music-wise, that's probably pretty significant. I really like that. There's a lot more. I'll probably be pretty involved with family this year. So I can't say that my output is going to match the level I had this year and, you know, in 2016. So yeah, basically it's just started. Next question. You can trade lives with anyone for the month of March this year. Who do you pick and why? If I went real life, I'd probably pick my younger brother. He is very, active and energetic, and he's in a place where he can go skiing and stuff. And I've never been keen on skiing, but I really like the opportunity to go skiing. So I would probably pick him and do some skiing as well. So in fantasy world, and like, you know, I live, I would love to be like, let me think, what happens in March significant? I would love to go to Ireland, I think. I would travel to Ireland. Any, somebody who lives in Ireland, basically, because I'm part Irish, but I would love to be kind of in a place where March is significant. Certainly St. Patrick's Day, but, you know, like, why am I talking about Ireland? anyway, what was your biggest personal change from January to December of 2016? Biggest personal change. Been single the whole year. Boy, I can't think of, I mean, maybe just the habit of biking and exercising. I mean, exercising, not really. I've always exercised. But really, biking, I guess, is what I would say is something I picked up and I'm glad to have picked up in 2016 consistently. I'm proud of my biking. I'm proud of my experience there. So, yeah, that would be that. And I haven't been biking for like 2 months, so I miss it. But at the same time, it's like I'm doing more to be consistent with like that sort of thing. So, and the last question I'm going to answer, everyone has that one kind of audio that they really want to hear on GWA, from Ramble Fat to a specific scenario. What are you hoping to hear in 2017? Be as specific as you want. I really like story series. So rather than just the traditional, you know, what we would normally hear as like, you know, sexy or sexual, I like story series. So if somebody takes the time to actually invest in a storyline, I would love to have multiple characters, multiple scenarios, basically acting out kind of like a radio type play. I think people have attempted it, and most people see it as a vessel for like coming and going, basically. But I like the idea that something is going to keep happening on a weekly basis. So I don't know how that's going to look. If anybody has any interest in that or anything like that, it's kind of like a magazine. You know my stuff. I mean, I tried it with Sucker Punch, but really more in that vein, where it's not like silly, but it's kind of like enticing. You want to keep listening to the next chapter and so on and so forth. So I would love that. So thanks, Penny. I'm at my destination, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off for now. Happy New Year, everybody, and take care, and be safe this year. And yeah, I think that was all I was going to say. So take care. Bye.